The leaders expressed concern over Madagascar in a statement issued following a special summit of the security organ of the Southern African Development Community. The statement said SADC rejects any attempt to use democratic means, institutions, and processes to, in its words, legitimize governments that come to power through unconstitutional means. It referred to the transfer of power last March in Madagascar that SADC has labeled a coup d'état. Current leader André Rajoelina took power backed by the military after then-president Marc Ravalomanana was forced to resign and leave the country. SADC has been mediating negotiations between the two leaders and two former Malagasy presidents, which led to a power-sharing agreement in August. But Rajoelina last month rejected the accord and appointed a retired military officer to organize elections in March. The SADC leaders are to report to the African Union summit next month in Ethiopia. The Southern African leaders also urged the parties to the unity government in Zimbabwe to fully implement a power-sharing agreement signed more than 1 year ago. The accord brought President Robert Mugabe and his former rival, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, into a government that is to organize national elections by next year. But the accord has been hindered by disputes over Mr. Mugabe's appointment of allies as Attorney General and Central Bank Governor. SADC's mediator on Zimbabwe, South African President Jacob Zuma, suggested on national radio that lesser issues be put on hold so that the process can move forward.
We could have the issues that probably are very difficult to agree, but still say, if we cannot, can we pack them and proceed? Are they so fundamental that we cannot move without?
Other disputes center on the appointment of provincial governors, international sanctions against senior leaders of Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party, and ZANU-PF objections to international radio broadcasts to Zimbabwe. The Zimbabwean leaders are due to resume negotiations on the outstanding issues next week. Popular consultations on a new constitution leading to the elections are also to begin. Scott Bob, VOA News, Johannesburg.